yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to start the show.
Mikey Nielsen. I didn't realize we were on.
Oh, I forgot to tell you we're rolling. Hey, Mikey Nielsen's in the house with me from the Random 30 Countdown. How are you, Mikey?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look.
Hey, I'm good.
I'm sorry, but did I see something on your socials the other day? Have you put up Christmas decorations already?
Oh, you're welcome, Miss Jade Harrison.
Oh, my goodness me. You can't help yourself.
Nah. See, you've got to get in early. And do you know what? People have said to me, why have you done it so early? I do it early every year.
You do this all the time.
I do it every year. So it's nothing new. But, you know, the truth of the matter is there's a serious side why I do it. We've had a crappy 2 years. And you know what? When it comes to this time of the year, bring some fun, some joy, some families. Just do it.
Sprinkle some joy.
It's Saturday morning. If you want to put your Christmas tree up today or tomorrow, just do it.
There are no rules.
Just do it.
We must have how many weeks to Christmas now? Like 10?
Oh, I saw it. It was 11 Fridays or something. 11,
oh, that's scary.
11 Mondays, 11 Wednesdays or something like that.
I think we'll go with 11 weeks.
Yes.
Scary times.
What's happening
in the world of music? What have we missed this week?
Hey, well, I know we brought it last week, but Billie Eilish, she's coming to obviously Australia next year, and
yes,
we learned about that. We learned that she added second shows for Sydney, Melbourne, I think Brisbane off the top of my head. Big news this week, she's added third shows for those actually for all of them. It's Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth.
That's insane.
So there's third shows now added for her to. I mean, I'm not surprised, but she's not leaving much downtime between the shows.
I think I was worried about her health.
I think it's Melbourne then Brisbane, and there's like 2 days or 3 days between going, you know, a full on three nights of show, having a break, chilling out, seeing Australia, seeing the sights, and then doing it all again in Brisbane.
Cuddling a koala.
Whichever order it is, but you know what I mean. So three shows there. And some cool news, the Byron Bay Blues Fest. Now, we know about this is on in April next year.
Yes. Now, lineup's looking really good.
Well, here's the thing. We are crossing everything that it goes off.
I know.
Amy Shark has been announced as playing Saturday, but also some other ones like Casey Barnes. He's got a cool new song out now too. So there's so many being added now that the borders are opening up. So I'm going to throw it out there already and say this is going to be the greatest Byron Bay Blues Fest ever.
I've got to back you up. I keep seeing announcements come through. I'm pretty sure 660 are playing too, Kiwi Band. And also they just announced Stan Walker.
Yeah.
They've just announced Stan Walker playing as well.
Yes. The lineup is incredible, but as they said, it's because the borders are opening up. So by April next year, I reckon we're going to be pretty much back to a normal life. Well, normal as we can be. This is going to be brilliant. And you know what? They got 2 years to sort themselves out we've got 2 years to make it. We're not going to have little sparklers. We're going to have some fireworks.
I think they deserve it. Yeah. They've held off quite a while. Lineup's looking good. Like I said, the borders are open. Blues Fest. Can we get tickets already?
Yes, but also, and I was talking to Liv in the office, if you had tickets from, say, 2 years ago when it was first cancelled, they roll over.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. So if you've still got those tickets, and Liv told me that, yes, because I wasn't.
Heaps of people who forgot they bought tickets.
Probably.
That long ago.
So, yeah, so when it was cancelled in 2020 or 2021, yeah, so they roll over.
Okay, so there might not be that many tickets around. I'm like
possibly
you. I think get onto it. It's going to be a great lineup. Love the scoop. Thanks so much, Mikey.
Yeah.
Happy
right.
Saturday.
Good chat. Gone well.